Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having a new friend on the show. Dave Stannard is here. Dave is, they call him the Chief Small Business Advocate over at 3 Insurance. That's the name of the company, 3 Insurance. It's a Berkshire Hathaway company. They call him the Chief Small Business Advocate. Dave Stannard, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you here, sir.
You're the real small business advocate.
I was going to, we got to sort this out, see, because I just had my 22nd anniversary. I'm in my 23rd year as a small business advocate. Unless you can top that, I'm going to have to be the emperor small business advocate for the rest of the hour. I can't let that go. I can't let that stand. You know why that is, right?
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. I've just been a small business advocate for about a year now. So,
well, I prefer to me around here as Mr. Wonderful, but I don't get that a lot. Hey, Dave, I'm glad you're here. Thanks for having a good sense of humor. Let's talk about insurance, business insurance, and small businesses. Now, this is an area that I know a little bit about, mostly because I am one. I am a business owner who has insurance, and I think if you walked up to most small business owners and said, "Do you have business insurance?" they would say, "Yeah," and they'd be thinking about their property. They might be more aware if they thought about it a little bit of their liability. But then if you said, are you convinced that you're completely covered in the basic coverages that are you're at risk for? Are you convinced that you have enough of that? What do you think most people would say?
Yeah, no, I think a lot of, the small businesses that we've talked to are not, they're not sure that they have the coverage.
They don't know. They couldn't say for sure.
Right. They really don't know.
And they're squared away.
And that's just kind of an unfortunate, consequence of the way, small business insurance is a pretty old product. The insurance that's available today is not too dissimilar from what was available, 30 or 40 years ago, even though, of course, small businesses have changed a lot. So, this is the area that we identified when we started 3.
Well, when I think of the evolution of small businesses into the digital age, the third decade of the 21st century, and going back, decades in previous century, previous millennia, for me, I think about most small business owners when they start their business. They came from background where, I've got car insurance. Yeah, I have homeowner's insurance. Yes, I have life insurance. Yes, I have health insurance. So they think of it as one-offs, right? I've got every one of my little boxes checked off. And when they start their business, somebody, of course, they're going to guarantee their inventory because the bank's going to require that. If they own their building, they're going to do that in their cars and their trucks and that sort of thing. Yeah. But if you said to them, well, what about business interruption? What about liability? We think of liability. We think of it as for our car, our cars, or our home. It's wrapped up in the whole thing.
Yeah.
And so, what do you think? How do we educate these people?
Yeah, you raise a really interesting point. You talked about small business buying property coverage because they need it for, say, a loan, or people then they buy auto insurance because it's legally required. I think we have to draw the distinction. Some small businesses, will buy insurance because they need to meet a contract requirement.
Right.
They may be a startup small business and they really can't afford to buy very much. And so all they're concerned with is getting the absolute minimum. But, for a lot of small businesses that are, thinking about their growth and protecting what they've built, you know, they're looking for a little bit more than the minimum, but they're really searching for the right way to protect their small business.
Right.
And right now, you know, the landscape they're faced with, there's, you know, a dozens of different types of policies, you know, providing some, you know, limited type of coverage. And, you know, they're constantly warned that, you know, insurance has to be tailored, you know, just so to their type of business.
Well, and they've got and they probably got three or four different people providing it for them. They've got a PSC company, they've got a workers' comp company, they've got their own business, their life insurance is probably their key man insurance is with another company, that kind of thing. So folks, when we come back, Dave and I are going to talk about how do you consolidate this? How do you make this simple? And they've got some ideas, and I want Dave to tell us about it because it's an example of how you might want to think about things. 2010, right back with Dave Stinard. He's with Three. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.